CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson. Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness. Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness. And nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. This is the third Monday of the month, and we have David Watson with us, who is a deep trance channeler.
And like what you're hearing? If you'd like to.
Well, we're going to talk about a few different things, but he also does a lot of
Life strategizing. I call it life strategizing now.
Life strategizing, yes. Perfect.
It's all about life and strategies.
And stress and how to deal with it and how to change our beliefs. And
that's right.
Some nice, easy ways to do that. A lot of it has to be done. Has to be done in person, not all of it.
I have a number of clients that I deal with over, with Skype or on the phone.
Channeling, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I work with the presupposition that nobody's ever really broken. I believe that we all have issues that occur that challenge us, and it's a matter of determining how we would like those issues to turn out. We can sit down and strategize, work together, and come up with more creative ways and to get to where we want to go, and that's kind of what I do, and it's kind of what the readings are like, too. They really help people a lot in their life process, helping them make, educated choices. Or educated guesses, whichever way you want to look at it, as to where they're going to be going in their lives, and where they choose to go, knowing that we can never control where we're going, but, we can direct it a little bit. So that's what that's about.
I guess the only thing you need to do in person is your Psyche stuff, which is...
Psyche, yeah, that's very true. But, I'll tell you, Rob Williams has done a phenomenal job all throughout the States, and you can find Psyche practitioners in just about every... nook and cranny across this great country, and definitely something to help you shift your perspectives very quickly. And after all, that's what it's about. We're always talking about a shift of consciousness, and it can only be done one at a time.
There you go. We will be doing readings. So if you want to connect in with the Willows, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send an instant feedback. Just be really clear. Please give your real name and be really clear about what it is that you're wanting so that the Willows can connect in with you. But we thought we would start off talking about, alternate dimensions, vortexes, sun calendars. Possibly.
Well, this seems to be a lot in the metaphysical news at this moment, community right now in the news. That seems to always be things of great interest. There's a number of writers around who are supporting these kind of beliefs, and they get into conspiracy theories and that sort of thing, which I'm really not interested in. What, life is a conspiracy? Yeah, it's out to get us, right? none of us wind up making it out alive. So that's the end of the conspiracy. But the truth of the matter is that these things, particularly vortexes, are very, very interesting to begin to look at these days and how they move things around. We got this new Star Trek movie that's just come out.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was watching something on the History Channel the other day, and they were talking about how technology today has followed some of the things that we've learned, through Star Trek. And the biggest thing that they were talking about was the transponder, the thing where they would or teleporter or transporter or whatever it was called. And, that really caught a lot of people's attention. And, in fact, there's technology today that are showing us how that just may work. And,
really?
Yeah. And there's a fellow around by the name of Andrew Basiago, who declares that when he was just a wee tad of a boy, that his father, who was had some connection with the military, took him to a place, and he and his father stepped into this machine that appeared to have invisible energy around it, or energy that he could see, but he couldn't see at the same time. And suddenly they went from... I think where they were in New Jersey, they went to New Mexico in like an instant. He talked about going along corridor of light, and suddenly there they were. They stepped through into this other place. And considering the fact that somehow they tied up to some type of way of moving from one place to another by taking distance out of the equation. And so for those who are interested, look him up on the internet. Google him up. You'll have a lot of fun checking this guy out. But I think personally that whether what he is saying is true or not, I've had experiences with energy vortexes, places that appear to be, you know, literally make the hair on my neck and my head stand up. And
so the good and the bad, you're saying?
Well, I think it's hard to determine what's good and bad about mm-hmm. the energy source centers. When you step into a strong vortex, you feel the energy very strongly, and sometimes it's too much for us to hold on to. We have to step out of it again. Because it's like, whoa, where am I going to go with this? And, you know, because we always put the roof on things and our experiences, you know, sometimes we're afraid to go there. But this is what so many places in Arizona are now being looked at. You know, vortexes here and vortexes there. Sedona, they have hikes out into the wilderness there, and they take you up, and then you go to vortexes and places that have been identified by traditional Native Americans and are still used today for many different reasons. And the interesting thing about a lot of these is that there's legends about the Anastasi, which were, you know, the star people who, you know, appeared at these different places where these vortexes or these energy centers are, and they're still revered. And many people who go to them determine the fact that they indeed do feel that energy or something when they go there. And it's, you know, I mean, it could be psychosomatic. But, I mean, life is psychosomatic if you want to look at it from that perspective. But you know, the whole – but I honestly believe that people discern something on an energetic level. It's something that pulls us out of our day-to-day routine of thinking and feeling and makes us aware of a greater energy of which – you know, we're part of. So I think we're kind of like little, you know, dials on a compass. You know, when we get to them, we sort of like start having a reaction. We know when we're going into a vortex area. So I think it's interesting talking about that because there's a lot of people now who are now getting to, you know, talk about coming from another dimension into this dimension, mm-hmm. or coming from another place here. And if the Anastasi, in fact, were, you know, a race that was off-planet, that arranged to come here and came in on certain energy points that were around the Earth, it would certainly give us an understanding about how people can come from vast distances or even from another vibrational level to come here. Mm. So, you know, all conspiracies aside, it's good to note here that there are places that we can go to and we can experience certain energies. And definitely get a true sense of Earth and our connection to the Earth and a feeling of I don't know, I've been into vortexes and there's always a feeling of this speeding up of energy and a sense of movement, you know. So there's something around that, and I don't know whether it's having a certain state of mind or a certain technology that would tie in with it or amplify it. I don't know. But I do know that there's a number of people who have experienced that. Chichen Itza, many people go down there now and they want to climb up and see the, you know, the world from the that sacred place in Peru, you know. And people have taken pictures there. And they just take pictures here and there. And a friend of mine sent me a number of pictures. And there's like these little light things flying around, you know. And then there were things that look like they could be a reflection, but when you look at them, they have a certain shape, and when you take that shape and look at some of the UFOs that have been had pictures taken care of them, taken of them, they look very similar to them in shape. You know? So, what does that come from? I mean, if somebody just picks it up with their regular little Pentax, you know, digital, while they're down there, and they start picking up pictures of these kind of things, same with Machu Picchu. You know, it's these kind of things that are these sacred places are set in these places. Why? I believe they were set there because A, either something arrived here from another dimension or from another place because there was a vortex here, or people were attracted to that place because of the energy that was there, and they built accordingly.
Right.
You know, so there's many mysteries around, you know, so many other things on our Earth when it comes to that sort of thing. But it's very interesting how the transportation of people or objects seems to occur.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, included in that kind of thing as well, you know, if we're going to jump around the world a bit, we can go to the Salisbury Plains near Stonehenge, where regularly there's crop circles that appear in the local oat crops and the barley crops there. And, you know, there's a couple of guys who said, oh, we walk around with, you know, pieces of plyboard attached to our feet, plywood, and we smash it down. So that's why when other people have gone in with electronic devices and they see that the grass is actually bent, it's growing that way, it's not been pushed over, and that it has a certain electromagnetic anomaly to it that indicates that something pushed it down or changed its growth direction instantly.
Mm.
And many people who've seen it, and I've actually seen pictures of it, there's been a number of pictures of these, it's like a little ball that floats over top of just materializes out of nowhere, and then it goes across a field, and then it disappears again. And when you go and look in the field, there's a crop circle there.
Hmm.
And a number of people are ascertaining crop circles to, you know, everything from sacred geometry to advanced geometry, trying to communicate messages to us. You know,
it's kind of going on deaf ears because we don't really know their geometry. But yes,
oh.
I mean.
Oh, I thought that, you know, we finished our session and we're going on deaf ears here.
Yeah, I just,
we're going for a break. You
know? No, not yet. I do find it fascinating. I think that, you know, I also think it's very arrogant of us to believe that, you know, we're the only human race that is in the entire galaxy and universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's funny when, you know, of course there's going to be other. I mean, there's supposedly 12 dimensions on this planet. We can only connect. I mean, we can connect with them, but we only see the third dimension,
mm-hmm.
you know, or possibly fourth, depending mm-hmm. on what they're saying. But, you know, it is interesting. But I think it's very arrogant of us to believe that we're the only human race here. I mean, now whether, you know. Whether there are people here for, you know, mm-hmm. negative reasons or positive reasons to assist us on our development, which I think, you know, more and more we hear about the ones
yeah.
that have been assisting us, and then some of the ones that were not assisting us seem to
mm-hmm.
have fallen away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've heard, you know, various reasons for that. And again, who knows? I mean,
well, I've never met any of them myself, personally.
No,
I mean, maybe I have. Maybe they were serving me at McDonald's last time I was there. I have no idea.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Possibly. You know, those McDonald's.
I think I've seen a couple of them at Walmart, but we won't go there. Yes.
Huh. But I do believe, you know, the dimensional aspect, you know, I'm sure that there are other beings that have a higher dimensional frequency that are walking around and part of this planet that are here, you know, the higher frequency, I'm assuming, are going to be trying
yeah.
to save the planet.
Well, I'm figuring that if that's true, there might be some of you guys out there right now.
Listening.
So if you have something that you'd like to say, give us a call.
Because oh, please do.
We need information, you know.
Yes, if you are part of the higher dimensional beings that are on
yeah.
this planet, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right, because, you know, I'm sure if you're in that level of consciousness, you know, conspiracy theories are kind of like passé, you know.
Yeah.
For that degree of consciousness. The other thing is all kidding aside, is looking at the number of stars systems or stars we have just in the Milky Way, just in our galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And recent information has come back through NASA and the space probes they have out there that are just facing into space are telling us that they estimate now that there's over 1 billion Earth-type planets in our galaxy alone.
Oh.
And there's billions of galaxies. So we're going to be getting into trillions of different Earth-type places.
Okay.
Now, there's different ways of conceiving that, but, I mean, if life evolved here in the way that we believe it did, that our science likes to assume that it has, you know, because, well, yeah, then it would be, it wouldn't be hard to believe that, that indeed the, there's an opportunity for intelligent life, maybe even more intelligent than us.
Oh, no.
Exists in another part of the universe or another part of our galaxy, in fact.
Maybe we'll have the Willows come and discuss that topic.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson here with us. He deep trance channels the entities called the Willows. They're part of his soul group. If you want more information on David and his soul group, the Willows, go to his website, askthewillows.com. So askthewillows.com. And... we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
I'm on the rocky road, heading down off the mountain slope, and as my steps echo, echo louder than before, another day is done, say goodbye to the setting sun, see what I found, turn back to the ground, just like before. And hey, 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 beautiful day.
Hey,
hey, beautiful day.
The New Sky.
back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have David Watson, who I believe has gone into trance, and we have the Willows with us.
Indeed, yes.
Yes, please balance the form.
Is in effect with the agreement of the entity, David. We are here to speak with you.
All right. Yeah. So if anybody has some questions, they want to give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, so we've been sort of talking about alternate dimensions, vortexes. We didn't quite get into the sun calendars, but we did definitely talk about alien races and how the alternate dimensions and vortexes kind of maybe are a part of that. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, all of this has to do with a much larger picture, and this is a crossing of energies on your planet at this time. There is of a great energy surge that's coming from your sun, from all stars in the universe at the same time. There is an increasing of many of the factors of which you were speaking here. Vortexes are becoming activated again. Information is coming to you from other dimensions in the forms of crop circles and of appearances in certain parts of the world that is emphasizing ancient monuments and emphasizing ancient teachings, particularly teachings about the shift in the planet's energy and the shifts in the planet's world temperatures and movement, as we have spoken of before, back towards a cooling of the Earth at this time. All of this here is being observed in the same manner, also because of the high amounts of energy that is coming off of your sun, particularly through the solar storms that are now in effect at a high rate, higher than they have been in many years. It is creating certain energy shifts on the planet, where the entire planet is being radiated by solar energies that are, in actual fact, doing everything from changing DNA patterns to actually affecting the Earth's rotation and movements and its electromagnetic currents. For as the sun is experiencing great electromagnetic shifts, so all of the planets do as well, including the Earth. So this is what's occurring at this time. Speaking about things such as alternative dimensions, speaking of things such as aliens, speaking of things such as other civilizations, and speaking, of course, of sun calendars, these are all tied into your own memories of these occurrences at other points in your life. The alien encounters are becoming greater, for they are attempting to provide information, particularly through crop circles, of DNA shifts that are occurring within your race. Because, you see, the Earth is reaching a certain energetic vibrational level, and the vibrational level is affecting everything on the planet, from what appears to be the inanimate, such as rocks and earth, to the fully animate, which is all life upon the planet in this way. It is inevitable that this shift has to occur because the intensity of the energy from the stars in the universe are being affected, almost as of a systole and diasystole, a breathing, an expansion, and contraction. The suns are now coming to a maximum peak of expansion, thereby creating dynamic energies and the release of certain waves of energy that are not always there to hit the Earth. And they are hitting the Earth at this time and are creating great stirs, particularly in the central nervous system of vertebrates, particularly that of man, that of ape, that of dolphin, and that of pachyderm. These are being affected in great ways and are having a tremendous shift in consciousness on all of these because of these particular vibrationals. They have not yet been measured by your science as you would see it, for they are vibrating at too high a level to be read by your instruments. But suffice to note that they are literally a light vibration level that is, in fact, shifting your own consciousness on individual levels. This, of course, is creating for many of you a sense of discomfort, anxiety, creating a sense here of general concern about things about you. It is suffice to know that those who are trying to resist the energy, even on an unconscious level, are experiencing these things because the mind wishes to maintain a certain status quo in the way that it's dealing with the world, whether it is psychologically, physically, or in this case, energetically. So individuals are resisting energetically on an unconscious level, causing of a great amount of social discourse and a certain degree here of social problems that are forming. People are beginning to feel more paranoid and are beginning to feel more fearful about things that just doesn't make any sense feeling this way about. Those who are feeling this way, it is wise for you to know that it is not just what's happening in your world that's causing this, as far as your news is concerned, but rather it is happening energetically. And that knowledge alone is enough to allow you to begin to, shall we say, ground yourself with this energy. And the best way to do it, very simply put, is to imagine yourself as if you were a lightning rod that is being hit by this intergalactic lightning bolts of invisible light energy. And as it hits you, it is going right through your body and going into the earth, and you are not holding on to the energy. This will allow you to develop in the way you need to, more like a plant that is growing and taking the energy that is coming from the sun and photosynthesizing it into chlorophyll, which allows the plant to grow. By grounding yourself in this way, you are creating a similar effect energetically within yourself, which expands and supports the endocrine system, particularly that of pituitary, which is your master gland in this way. And this, in accord, then begins to focus and balance the other glands in the body, and there becomes happening for you a shift in consciousness, one in which allows you to suddenly feel released from this feeling of being stuck or being in an anxious state, and allows you to return into a more relaxed state of consciousness, releasing yourself from almost from this unknown fear or worry that seems to be following one around. This is all that's necessary to do this and to enter back into a more focused and resourceful state of consciousness. For the more that one is in a state of consciousness that is vibrating in a fearful way, the less resourceful one may be. And this way you take charge of how you are feeling and begin to move forward in life, making decisions based on what you know to be true rather than what you suppose to be true. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is a good way to do this. This is the ideal behind this. It is good to note that there is, very interestingly, much information available to you on your own internet regarding the sun's phases. There are several sites devoted to indicating exactly what's happening on the site, on the surface of the sun on an ongoing basis. No one can know what's going on inside the sun except through supposition, you see? But in actual fact, there is it is like a massive thermonuclear activity that is consistent in its expression, in its physical expression in this way. So this is what is important to note around all of this. And also important to note here that these things, such as vortexes, aliens, these kind of things, they are all being affected. These aliens, these other dimensional beings, are all being affected at the same time. But the Earth has a very specific purpose in it being what would be recalled being on the crossroads of major energy lines that are coming through the universe at this time. This tiny, dull, glowing little blue marble that is called Earth is truly a very powerful center for these energies.
We need to go to our next break. So hold that thought. We will talk about the energies that are hitting the Earth and maybe how to keep ourselves grounded, which is what you just spoke about, but maybe in more detail. We're going to go to a break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson, who's now in trance with the Willows. If you want more information about David or the Willows, go to their website, askthewillows.com, askthewillows.com. If you have some questions, you want to give us a call, you can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
When I get to Warwick Avenue, the entrance of the tube, we can talk things over a little time. Promise me you won't stay by the line. When I get to Warwick Avenue, please drop the past and be true. Don't think we're okay just because I'm bad, but I won't shed a tear.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson with us, who's back in trance with the Willows. And if you want more information about the Willows or David, please go to their website, askthewillows.com. If you have a question, you can give us a call now. The lines are open, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Let's finish. We do have a caller, but let's finish your thought on the energies. And I know that, you know, seems that one of the biggest things everybody is saying is that we have to remain grounded. And I think a lot of times we don't realize we're not grounded. And I think maybe that's when we're definitely out of sorts energetically.
Indeed. Well, the question is what does grounding mean to many people? You see here, grounding means what? You are tethered to the ground with spikes into the ground and tied down by ropes like an air balloon. What is being grounded? Being grounded here is to feel that one is part of the earth process, that one is associating with life in the moment, not floating off in another direction or living in the past or projecting imagination into the future in a non-productive way. Being grounded means feeling oneself part of the big energy. Very simple way to feel grounded. Just stand outside in the sun, facing the sun one day, take your shoes off, stand on the grass. Check and make sure you're not standing on anything untowards on the grass, we say with a smile. But stand on the grass, feel the sun on your skin, and hold your arms out slightly from the side of your body with your hands pointing forwards, with your palms forward. And as you do, turn your head up toward the sun and close your eyes. And just feel the energy coming from the sun. Feel the heat coming from the sun. And as it comes from the sun and it hits you, imagine it just soaking in through every aspect of your body, through every cell, through every pore of your skin. And as it comes inside, it begins to cleanse all of your worries, all of your concerns, all of your fears and anxieties, all of your negative thoughts and senses. And it just begins to melt them as it begins to melt ice on a warm day. And just feel it beginning to melt. And all of these old limiting beliefs and feelings and thoughts begin to melt through you and melt down through your body and melt down through your legs and then melt down into your feet and then melt from your feet directly into the earth and just feel all of that just melting into the earth, just oozing into the earth. And as you do and feel it coming through the pads of your feet at the front and feel it coming right through there into the earth, and the earth is just absorbing the negative energies and all of that old stuff of yours, and you are beginning to feel the sunlight cleansing your body in a beautiful way. Then you feel this energy that's passing through you into the earth reach right into the very core of the earth, where it touches the beautiful molten core of a pure crystalline. And as it does that, it comes back up through the earth and comes up through your heels, up through the back of your legs, up your spine, and right to the crown of your head. And then begins to move down through the body with the sun. If you do this visualization very quickly, you will find that within 30 seconds to a minute, you will feel completely grounded. Because it's not something that you have to think about. It's just something that you imagine happening. And don't forget, wherever the mind goes, the energy flows. So it is up to you to take the energy of the sun to ground yourself in this way. There are other ways that you can do it, but this one in particular is a major way of reconnecting yourself to the earth's energy and feeling whole again. Because many people feel as they walk around on this planet here that they do not have their feet on the ground, that they are floating somehow inches above. And this way they can simply feel themselves touching the earth, touching the ground, and being at one with their life walk experience. And that's what's important in one's life, because free of all worries and free of all concerns, not necessarily forgotten, but free of being attached to them, one can then move forward in life with utilizing the experiences instead of as anchors. You may use them as bridges to new levels of consciousness through your learnings that are taken, knowing that you always do the best with what you know, and when you know better, you always do better. These are the thoughts around this that are going to give you the opportunity to feel truly grounded in this way, we would say, from our perspective. And from that point on, you then have an opportunity to allow your mind to open to other thoughts of consciousness and other ways of dealing with the world around you that do not involve resisting the things around you, but rather flowing with them and using them in a positive way by directing your life in an ongoing manner without controls. You see?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beautiful. Lovely visualization. Let's bring on our first caller. It's Janice from California. Hi, Janice.
Hi there.
Janice, how long have you had your boyfriend?
About 2 months.
Okay. So did you meet him on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So unfortunately, this is a bit of a problem, but I'm going to let the Willows answer this. Basically, her boyfriend is stuck overseas. His luggage has been stolen with a lot of its checks, and he's asked her to help him financially. And she's just wondering if she should.
Well, the answer lies within the question itself.
Of course.
Because if you had felt it was right, you would have sent the money right away. You do not feel it is right. And Janice, it is important for you to listen to your own intuition. You may listen to the words of others as you are listening to the words of him, but you know what's true inside of your own heart. And in truth here, you already see the fact that this is not real. And you would like it to be real so that you would be able to help because you are a loving, kind, and gentle human being. But at the same time, you are nobody's fool. And you hold within yourself a degree of self-respect that is very, very unique to someone such as yourself. And this self-respect is making you turn to this and say, you know what, I'm going to have to let this one go. I'm going to have to let this one fare for himself, contact his other opportunities, and see how it turns out. And if he does not like it and says that's the end of relationship, well, I've only invested 2 months into it rather than 2 months and thousands of dollars, which you may never see again, which is why you're asking this question again. So this is the best way to take it. It is want for you to know that there are unscrupulous individuals around who take advantage of people who have an open and loving heart. And this is what we see within you at this time. Allow your love and your openness to help you as well as others. And because you've opened to this and you've given yourself the opportunity to think about it and then to discuss it with us, you know that the right thing for you to do at this moment in time is to release yourself from the sense of responsibility for another person and allow them to work through what they need to work through, no matter what the response after that is concerned.
Yeah, because you said exactly what I told him, that he needs to work it out.
Indeed. So this is precisely the right thing for you. So you don't need to second guess yourself on this one. You see?
Oh, I'm just wondering, is he really playing me or does he really need help? Not that it matters my outcome, because I agree he still needs to work it out on his own.
Indeed. At this moment in time, you will find out by his reaction to you. We don't want to set a mind set for you.
Right.
But at the end of the day here, yes, we would say he doesn't really need your help. You see?
It doesn't really what?
He doesn't need your help here.
He doesn't need my help.
No. This is
I don't think he does either. That's why I don't know why he's asking me to send money to him.
Well, truth of the matter is here that he is asking you to send money so that he gets something for nothing.
Because, so he can get something for nothing.
Indeed. You work hard for your money. It does not come easily to you. And it is a part in your life now where you should hold on to it, no matter who. Because if somebody is not able to look after themselves, they are certainly not going to be able to look after you. You understand?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
That is what a lot of people are doing right now on the internet, and there are a lot of, unfortunately, there are a lot of unscrupulous people out there that are definitely taking advantage of women and men. they come in both sexes, although I think they might all be one sex. But so just take that, and at least you didn't do anything like I did, which was actually send money. So realize that you did the right thing.
So should I think about dumping this guy or wait for his reaction? Like you said, so far his reaction's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until you actually send money, and then there'll be something else that will happen, and something else, and something else. So, yeah, I mean, it's up to you. We have to go to break, but, you know, just follow your heart as the will of the Spirit.
And do not cut off your nose despite your face.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. If you want more information on David Watson or the Willows, go to their website, askthewillows.com. If you have a question, you can give us a call. We maybe have time for one more, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with David Watson from askthewillows.com on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries. Thank you.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have David Watson here, who's gone back into trance just for a little bit. Then we'll bring him back. If you want information about David and his next, the next show with David is going to be June 17th. So if you like the show and you want to continue listening to David's wisdom, do contact us back. And if you want more information, you can go to his website, askthewillows.com. Since we have no questions and because our very favorite producer's birthday is today, I was wondering if you had a message for Cassandra. She's going to have surgery in a month or two. I know that she's a little bit concerned about that, and I know that that will be okay for her. But if you had any other message for her.
Message? Message be very simple. You hold a very balanced vision of life for the most part. You know how to deal with things of great pressure. You're good under pressure, in fact. What we would say to you at this point of your life is to take a step back, be a little gentler with yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Begin to treat yourself as if you were your own best friend, as somebody that you could lean on once in a while. Because everybody seems to lean on you. Sometimes you wonder why you have those little bumps all over your body, and that's from where people have been leaning on you, and you were not aware of it. But being able to lean on yourself, being able to go into your own internal self and to reassure yourself that you are working in your life in a positive and a proactive way is very important. The thing to remember most about yourself is the fact that you do everything in your life with positive intention. And working with positive intention is really what allows any individual to move forward in their lives in the manner in which you are doing. You are enjoying a good family life. You are enjoying, for the most part, a relatively alternative lifestyle that allows you to feel that you are in charge of your own life for the most part. And in truth here, that is all that's necessary. That you take those beliefs you hold in life and you apply them even more in your life. And you will continue to enjoy the kind of lifestyle that you have been privy to this point. Don't worry about your operation. Don't worry about the surgery. What you will do before the surgery, if you so choose, of course, is to simply sit down, meditate, and send lots of energy to the surgeon to make sure the surgeon's hands are steady and that they are feeling confident, awake, and in the moment when they are working with you. That way, you are feeling that you are kind of like the rooting team for the surgeon and ultimately for yourself. In doing it this way, you will have a positive outcome from this condition, and you will have a very quick recovery from it. We highly recommend starting a week before the surgery the use of L-glutamine. L-glutamine, be that of product used by muscle builders to build the muscles and keep the body in balance, and continue it through and then continue it after the operation as well to help increase your healing. We'll increase up to 60% faster by the use of L-glutamine. You may check upon your internet for information regarding this. Now, this is not a prescription. It is a suggestion, and if you choose to use this, you may find that it will be to your benefit. So this is what we would have in mind regarding this. And, of course, having all of our energy behind you within this and all of the energy of those who listen to this program, now they know that you are going in for this surgeries, we would ask all listening here to take a moment and just send a little bit of love to Cassandra. To allow her to get through this with the least amount of discomfort and the fastest recovery possible. So this is what we would offer you for this at this time. Oh, yes, and a very happy birthday, and knowing that this one will be the beginning of another new cycle for you, in which you will, again, begin to receive your own needs met and more than met in this and times to come. Is helpful here? Yes, we hope.
I hope so. All right. You may release the form if you have a message for us before leaving.
Message for everyone out there? Listen to what we have said, if you wish, about grounding yourself. We know that many of you are holding a high degree of anxiety within yourself, worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. A lot of that is coming from this sun activity. By releasing this from your body, you will then be going into a more resourceful state of consciousness, and it will put you into a more balanced way of dealing with the life process. We send you great blessings here, and we release the form.
Well, that took a little bit longer than I expected.
Oh,
so
did it?
We are going to be leaving everybody now. I know.
That's all, folks.
Mm-hmm. You get to sleep during the show.
Oh, okay.
All right. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. David will be back with us in, I believe I said June, is it 17th? Now I have to look again. Yep, June 17th. If you have any questions, do send us your questions or make sure you're listening to the show on the 17th. If you have any questions you'd like to know more about David and his work, you can go to askthewillows.com, askthewillows.com. And we've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.